Calderdale residents praised. The people of Calderdale have been praised after rallying round against the beast from the east as the Siberian storm took an icy grip on the borough. Schools were closed, businesses were hit as workers were stranded at home or struggled to get through the Arctic conditions, and public services were stretched as up to 7 inches of snow fell. Many performed minor miracles, however, in keeping the region moving, hiking several miles in the wintry cold, working hours over their regular shifts, and offering random acts of kindness. Councillor Tim Swift, leader of Calderdale Council, praised the efforts of so many local people. He said, "Throughout the bad weather, I've been overwhelmed by the way in which our local communities have responded. It comes as no surprise that we're seeing again the same community spirit and kindness which we saw in the aftermath of the Boxing Day floods. I've heard stories of how people have rallied round, keeping an eye on older and vulnerable neighbours, digging out driveways and making offers to collect groceries for people who aren't able to get out at the moment. I'm really impressed by the dedication of our council officers, such as the gritting service, which has been working throughout in freezing wintry conditions, and our social care team, which delivers round-the-clock care, walking and even sledging to appointments to make sure that people are safe. I'd also like to thank the West Yorkshire 4x4 volunteers and our care providers who have been helping us make sure that people are well looked after and warm. The council gritting fleet was out in force to keep arterial routes moving, albeit at a slow and steady pace, with some vehicles moving for days on end, stopping only to refill with salt at the depot in Mythemroyd. Despite the fact that many dedicated gritters worked well beyond their scheduled hours to limit the disruption to the highways, public transport departure boards were littered with delays and cancellations. Calderdale businessman Gurpit Johal led a team of heroes to collect rough sleepers and offer them a night in shelter. His business, Johal Enterprises, owns a handful of properties, and with one in a state of renovation, he allowed 7 homeless people to stay the night, finishing his night's work at 5 a.m. "We saw the state of the weather and thought it was the right thing to do. This community has paid our bills and kept food on our tables for nearly 50 years. It's the least we could do to give a little back," he said.